This is Dr. David D. Schein. Welcome to Saving America, to our segment that we call Rumor of the Week. And we have a pretty sad rumor this week. This has made it in and out of the news, but it is largely being covered up. It is no secret that hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of Americans and special visa holders have been abandoned in Afghanistan due to the incredible mess that Biden, blinking fool, and his collection of losers have turned the Afghanistan mess into. And one of the things that has not been well covered is the fact that the State Department turned down a bunch of people during the last days. First of all, just basic stuff. Supposedly the deal with the Taliban was to be out on the 31st, by midnight on the 31st. They were out by like 4 p.m. on the 30th. Couldn't we have used that time to get more Americans and more special visa holders out? And then the second part of this is they're not properly vetting these people. I understand a number of adult men are coming in from Afghanistan with little girls, presenting them as their wives. This is disgusting. And it reflects the fact that they are not properly vetting the people who are coming in. So we've got Americans and special visa holders left, and we've got people who probably should not be brought in arriving on planes. This gets a little bit more complex. The State Department has blocked landing rights for different non-governmental agencies who have sent planes over there to try and rescue additional refugees, additional people who need to be evacuated. They're preventing them from having landing rights, which means the plane can't take off because it doesn't have a safe place to land. So what's happening here? I think it's a fairly devious plot. That's why we have it under Rumor of the Week, because the State Department does not want the abandoned people, as they somehow work their way out of the mess formerly known as Afghanistan, to tell the truth about the State Department, to talk about appearing at the airport and being turned down to enter planes to go to safety in the United States. How other people have been on these planes who do not belong on the planes, perhaps even some terrorists. And as we approach 9/11, isn't it important that we check out people and make sure that we're not importing new terrorists? Remember, 9/11 was launched from the United States, not overseas. This is Dr. David D. Schein, Rumor of the Week for Saving America.